Good morning. This meeting will come to order. Welcome to the March 6th regular meeting of the Government Audit and Oversight Committee of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. I'm Supervisor Jackie Fielder, Chair of the Committee, joined by Supervisor Sauter and Supervisor Sherrill. The committee clerk is Monique Creighton. Our thanks to Sue Enos of SFGov TV for staffing this meeting. Madam Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing in either of the following ways. Email them to the Government Audit and Oversight Committee clerk at monique.creighton@sfgov.org. If you can submit public comment via email, it will be forwarded to the supervisors and also included as part of the official file. You may also send your written comments via U.S. Postal Service to our office in City Hall, number 1, Dr. Carlton, Be Good Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. If you have documents you would like to be included as part of the file, please submit them to me before the end of the meeting. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices to prevent any interruptions to today's proceedings. Finally, items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda of March 18th, 2025, unless otherwise stated.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. Please call item number 1.
Yes, item number 1 is a resolution authorizing the mayor, officers, and employees of the Office of the Mayor, and officers and employees of the Recreation and Park Department to solicit donations for the renovation of Embarcadero Plaza and Sue Bierman Parks from individuals, nonprofits, private organizations, grant makers, and foundations for 6 months, effective upon approval of this resolution, notwithstanding the behested payment ordinance.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And Ms. Lisa Branston, Director of Partnerships at the Rec and Parks Department, will be presenting on this item. Thank you for being here, Ms. Branston. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Fielder. Good morning, Supervisor Sauter and Supervisor Sherrill. I'm Lisa Branston. I'm the Director of Partnerships at the Recreation and Park Department. And as the clerk mentioned, I'm here today to ask you to approve a resolution that grants certain members of the mayor's office and Rec Park staff a 6-month waiver of the behested payments ordinance so that we can assist with fundraising for the public-private partnership to renovate and reimagine Embarcadero Plaza and Sue Bierman Park. So I know some of you have seen this presentation last week, but I'll move quickly with a little bit of background on how we got here and why this project is so important. Let's see. Okay, so Embarcadero Plaza was originally envisioned as a European-style plaza that would punctuate the end of Market Street and serve as a buffer from the overwhelming view and noise of the Embarcadero freeway behind. The sunken plaza created a bowl that gathered people at the end of Market Street, and the fountain served to block the sound and view of the freeway beyond. Oops. Let's see. So that's some historical photos. And then now the city finds itself in a moment where both the plaza's infrastructure and design have outlived their useful lives. The plaza's infrastructure is in disrepair, the brick paving is considered at the end of its useful life, and the department estimates that it would cost millions to repair, and the Valancourt fountain would cost an estimated $10 million to update and repair. And even were the department to just fix the space, it would still bring us back to a design that is completely out of context with the disappearance of the Embarcadero Freeway. The demolishing of the freeway opened up the eastern edge of San Francisco to the stunning light views and business activity along the waterfront. And all of a sudden, the design of the plaza served the exact opposite purpose of what was needed in the 70s. Instead of blocking and stopping people, the city is now in need of a plaza that connects the downtown core to the ferry terminal and the ferry building rather than blocking those elements. And then visitor data shows why this project is so critical right now. As you can see from this slide, both the ferry building and the park across the street suffered dramatic drops in usage due to COVID. But while the usage at the Ferry Building is rebounding, recovery has been much slower at the uninviting parks across the street. This makes a lot of sense when you're in the space. Just to get to the plaza from the Ferry Building, and even more so to get across it, you are faced with the backside of the fountain and climbing up and down through grade changes. Thus, department staff were thrilled when BXP came to us with a proposal to renovate the parks. So the idea is to turn the space into an integrated active space that serves both the local neighborhood and visitors from across the city and everywhere. We're just beginning the community process that will determine the final design. So this picture that you're looking at is a little bit of a blank slate. In fact, we have our first community meeting this evening. And this is the preliminary budget for the project, and it shows that the city will deliver a $27 million to $32 million project for $15 to $20 million in public funding. But as you can see, it also requires a big commitment from our private partners to raise $10 million for the project. And then you'll see from this timeline that we've agreed to work as diligently as and quickly as possible on this project, which makes the fundraising even more urgent. If this rough schedule holds, we'll need to have funds in hand for construction in the next 18 months or so. So having all hands on deck to assist with the fundraising and providing information to possible donors, and to also just show the city's commitment to this project is critical. And so to close, as I mentioned, this project is critical to the city's recovery. We need to take advantage of the widespread desire in the private sector to support the city's recovery. So I hope you will support granting this waiver. And thank you so much for listening, and I'm open to any questions.
Thank you so much, Ms. Branson. Colleagues, do you have any questions or remarks? Supervisor Sherrill.
Thank you. This looks really great. I really appreciate you being here. Quick question. A lot of these cost estimates are about construction costs. Are there any operational estimates once the park opens?
No, we really haven't dug into that because we need to develop the design with the community before we know exactly what the programming of the park will look like.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the presentation. Very exciting. I was wondering if there are any private partners that are already being contemplated or that the Rec and Parks Department has been considering approaching?
We really haven't created lists and gotten into that part of the initiative yet. So, the answer is not yet.
Supervisor Sauter.
Thank you, Ms. Branson, for your presentation. I do have some amendments this morning on this behest of waiver that I plan to introduce, but I also see some members of the community in the audience, and I wonder, Chair, if we might be able to do public comment now.
Absolutely. So let's move on to public comment, Madam Clerk.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up now along the side by the windows. All speakers will have 2 minutes.
Hi, good morning, Supervisors. Robbie Silver, President and CEO of the Downtown ESSA Partnership. And again, we're celebrating right now on a unanimous vote out of the full Board of Supervisors this week. This is another critical piece of this giant puzzle to create a world-class waterfront that will serve workers, visitors, and our very own San Francisco residents. We are the fiscal sponsor that is in the MOU, and so we would actually be partnering with both the mayor's office and Rec and Park to deliver that $10 million, very ambitious, but I think very reasonable goal to bring private funds as well to this park. I think we've really developed an innovative private-public partnership model, so that way not all the costs are bared on the city to deliver this park project. And so tonight we are going to hear from the community for the first time. We're going to have additional community meetings to really figure out what do our stakeholders of the city, our residents of the city, want to see in their waterfront park. So we are thrilled And I encourage you to submit this forward. It's really going to take a village to do this fundraising. We alone cannot do it ourselves. And I know the mayor's office, as well as Rec and Park, have connections in the philanthropic and corporate community that can deliver this project as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Silver, for your comments. Next speaker, please.
Good morning, Supervisor. My name is Bernadette Kim, a resident and Gateway Tenant Association External Committee member. I'm here to support the Embarcadero Plaza and Subiuman Park renovation projects. This project is a public-private partnership that will renovate a public park, which will revitalize the downtown area and bring forth new opportunity for the city, residents, and businesses, hopefully with all the other living beings. We love to see our neighborhood to be known once again as a vibrant, beautiful city where everyone wants to live and visit all the time. We love San Francisco, especially our downtown San Francisco, where we call our home. Unfortunately, we also know the city of San Francisco has faced ever-increasing financial pressures and challenges. Therefore, we may need to consider creative solutions to fund selected improvement and renovation project in our city with appropriate audit, oversight, and quality of resident life safeguards near the park. This legislation before you that allows the city and the partners to go raise private money for the park will be one of those creative solutions. So I hope you would consider public-private partnership for this renovation project. Thank you so much for listening.
And thank you for your comments. Do we have any additional public comment? Madam Chair, that concludes public comment.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Seeing no one else make public comment, public comment is now closed. And Supervisor Sauter.
Thank you, Chair Fielder. As was shared in the presentation, I think this is a incredibly important project. It is, as we know, this site really is a remnant of the Embarcadero Freeway, and so much good has happened over these last few decades in opening that space up and connecting our city to the waterfront. This is kind of that last piece of the puzzle, and I'm really hopeful that we'll move forward today. This legislation is being heard on the heels of the passage of a related legislation at our full board this week, the accept and expend expenditure. So if we were to pass this today, it's truly a green light to start fundraising and moving towards a ground opening, groundbreaking. I have amendments to introduce this morning, and in forming these amendments, I want to thank Supervisor Chan's office, Chair Fielder, Rec Park, the mayor's office, our city attorney. The amendments which I am introducing this morning give further definition to the parties that will be authorized in this behest waiver, particularly greater definition within the Rec Park department to scope the individuals involved, and then clarifying the mayor's office, a number of key positions within the mayor's office that will be included in this waiver. Clerk, do I need to read the particular amendments? We have circulated these amendments and have submitted them. Is that adequate?
If you wish to, you can read the amendments.
Okay. I will quickly read these amendments. On page one, lines 3 through 7, give this definition in detail, authorizing the general manager of the Recreation and Park Department, the director and staff of the Recreation and Park Department's Partnership Division, the mayor, and the following staff in the mayor's office: chief of staff, chief of infrastructure, assistant chief of infrastructure, chief of housing and economic development, director of public affairs, and policy advisor. Lines 12 and 17 are grammatical corrections on page 1. On page 2, we have clarifications on lines 5 and 7. Lines 22 through 25 add that set of individuals that is referenced on page 1. On page 3, we have a grammatical change on lines 3. And then lines 5 through 10 add in language that was worked out with the chair's office around accountability and transparency and reporting, requiring the department or office to submit reports to the board within 60 days of the expiration of the six-month period authorized by this waiver. Lines 13 through 16 give that set of individuals with the waiver, clarifying that. And then 18 through 21 are minor grammatical improvements. So it is my hope that we will adopt this amendment today. And so with that, I would first ask if we can, unless there are any questions, if we can have a motion on this amendment.
Thank you so much, Supervisor Sauter. Thank you to Supervisor Chan for working on these amendments with all of our offices. I am really pleased to see the reporting requirements and just more specificity of whom this waiver applies to, so that, as we've done with other waivers, we can be transparent to the public about who is soliciting donations. So I'm very happy to see a narrow list and the reporting requirement. And with that, I now move to amend this item as presented. On the motion to amend, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Yes, and on the motion to accept the amendments as presented by Vice Chair Sauter. Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Chair Fielder, aye. Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill. Member Sherrill, aye. I have 3 ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes.
I would ask if we could now send this amended piece of legislation to the full board with our recommendation.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I now move to send this item to the full board of supervisors with positive recommendation. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Yes, and on the motion to forward the amended item to the full board with a positive recommendation, Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Chair Fielder, aye. Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill. Member Sherrill, aye. I have 3 ayes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Madam Clerk, please call item number 2.
Yes, item number 2 is an ordinance approving a settlement of a lawsuit against the city.
Thank you. And all right. Madam Clerk, let's open up public comment for a closed session.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up now along the side by the windows. All speakers will have 2 minutes.
Seeing no one else, sorry.
Yep. It appears we have no public comment.
Seeing no one else making public comment is now closed. I now move that the committee convene in closed session.
Yes, and on the motion to convene in closed session, Chair Fielder.
Aye.
Chair Fielder, aye. Vice Chair Sauter.
Aye.
Vice Chair Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill.
Aye.
Member Sherrill, aye. I have 3 ayes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We will now convene in closed session.
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television.
My name is Sam Peoples, jazz pianist. I was born into a musical family here in San Francisco. My father played saxophone, and he was one of the stars during the Harlem of the West during the 40s and the 50s. His siblings, they were also musicians too, and their heyday was during the 30s here in San Francisco. I always was around music and piano because it was like my family's instrument was the piano, except for my father, but his sister, who raised me, she played piano. She went on to make these black movies with Lena Horne, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington. It was a whole series of them.
That's what you get in Harlem. Old ones, young ones, swinging in rhyme. Cats on corner, beating in time. On every street way down the line. That's what you get in Harlem.
So she had a very good career in L.A., so I was just saturated with all this music. I got taken under the wings of these musicians that knew my father back in the 50s. And he was highly respected in the neighborhood in the Fillmore. We had a mentor, Lee Hester. He was 20 years older than me. Hell of a good saxophone player, man. He could just play. And really loved up in the Haight. We had our school up in the Upper Haight. We had at least going for 10, 15 years. But my father's peers, they took me under his wings. And, you know, I mean, like I said, they're 20 years older than me, but they, you know, they were all fantastic players. I have a picture upstairs of the Bay Area jazz musicians. We took a picture. We were in front of City Hall. And I liked all those people, like in the first 10 rows. They were my teachers. A lot of musicians, they don't know about what happened in North Beach, Pacific Avenue. This was during like an extension of the Barbary Coast. And they had a whole series of clubs there on Pacific Avenue, and they worked at this place called Purcell's. And they were one of the best colored bands in the country. You know, you had all, you know, this inscription on the outside. The sound is organically grown here in the city. And what this city has, which I've compared to other cities throughout the world, San Francisco is very tolerant, has a lot of tolerance. A lot of other cities don't have that. That's why you have people coming here to, you know, to...
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We are now back in open session. Madam Clerk, please report on the deliberations.
Yes, item number 2 of the closed session was voted to be forwarded to the board with a positive recommendation.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I now move that the committee not disclose the discussions during the closed session.
Yes, and on the motion not to disclose the discussions during closed session, Chair Fielder?
Aye.
Chair Fielder, aye. Vice Chair Sauter?
Aye.
Vice Chair Sauter, aye. Member Sherrill?
Aye.
Member Sherrill, aye. I have 3 ayes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The motion passes. Madam Clerk, is there any other business before us today?
And no, that completes our meeting agenda.
Thank you. We are adjourned.